Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Astral Industries Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on the touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Kumar Sharma. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody, and a very warm welcome to you all. Thank you, everyone, for participating in the earnings call of Astral Industries Limited for the second quarter ended September 30th, 2025. Before we begin, please note that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. On the call today, we have with us Mr. Arvind Singhania, CEO, Mr. Vaibhav Jha, Deputy CEO, Mr. Pradeep Kumar Rastogi, Executive Director, Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Saurabh Agarwal, CFO. The management will take us through the operational and financial performance for the quarter gone by, following which we will open the forum for the Q&A. I now request Mr. Arvind Singhania to take us through the company's performance. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Amit, and thank you for joining us today. I will briefly talk about the key business developments, post which Saurabh will walk you through our financial performance. During Q2 FY26, Astral reported consolidated revenue of 357 crores, a 7% year-on-year growth, supported by higher volumes across both polyester film and specialty polymer segments. Domestic margins were affected due to the heavy imports at predatory pricing. Margins in overseas markets were affected due to the effect of U.S. trade tariffs. Financial performance for the quarter would also have been better, but for the adverse impact of exchange fluctuation and mark-to-market losses on foreign currency loans/derivatives. Q2 FY26 and H1 FY26 have been a period of steady execution of the adopted strategy and continued progress in our journey towards becoming a sustainability-driven and innovation-led product solution company. Specialty polymer segment continued its robust performance with increase in sales both in volumetric and value terms despite U.S. trade tariffs. Supported by sustained demand for its IP-protected marquee products, EBIT increased by 45% year-on-year. As regard to polyester film segment, our operational performance remained stable despite a challenging macro environment. Capacity utilization across both our facilities was healthy, 75% at Khatima and 85% at Hyderabad. On a consolidated basis, the capacity utilization stood at 79%, reflecting sustained growth in demand. We continue to focus on cost optimization, supply chain efficiencies, and strengthening product mix. The polyester chips and film segment, now including rPET, reported a rise in volume of sales in rPET by 219% and in film by 9%. Though the segment recorded a marginal revenue growth of 2%, the film SBU witnessed shrinkage in margins due to imports and U.S. trade tariffs. Basis petition by domestic polyester film industry, Director General of Trade Remedies has initiated investigation for imposition of anti-dumping duties on imports of polyester film originating from Bangladesh, China, Thailand, and USA. Proportion of value-added products that fetch higher realization and margins remains steady at about 23% of the total volume of sales. However, in absolute volumetric terms, we achieved a 5.2% growth during Q2 FY26 on year-to-year basis. Imposition of U.S. trade tariffs on exports from India has slowed down the progression towards achieving higher volume and proportion. Coming to the macroeconomic factors, rapid growth in FMCG, food and beverages, and e-commerce continue to boost demand for durable, lightweight, and printable packaging materials. With effect from 22nd September 2025, the government carried out GST reforms to simplify and declutter the GST by reducing the tax rates from 18%-5% on many items, including essential goods like food products, shampoo, toothpaste, hair oil, and household goods. It has started to provide boost to the flexible packaging industry as growth in demand for food, edible, and FMCG products is accelerating. As regards recycling project being pursued by a 50-50 joint venture company, namely Ester Loop Infinite Technologies Private Limited, I am glad to inform you that all the activities related to completion of the project by December 2027 are being pursued diligently. Elite has entered into an agreement with a group of sellers for acquisition of approximately 90 acres of project land in the PCPIR zone, strategically located in Surat, Gujarat, providing direct access to abundant polyester textile waste, skilled workforce and streamlined permitting process. Its proximity to deep water seaport will further support cost-effective exports of PET resin. This project is targeting up to 81% reduction in carbon emissions compared to virgin PET. The facility will help global brands in achieving their sustainability targets while creating complete circularity in polyester textile-to-textile space. I'm delighted to inform that multiple international marquee clients have started entering into offtake agreements much before commissioning of the plant, which reinforces the fact that there is a high level of acceptance and demand for products to be offered by Elite. A multi-year offtake agreement has been secured with Nike, making it the anchor customer for the Infinite Loop India facility. Under this agreement, Elite will supply to Nike Twist Loops branded virgin quality sustainable polyester resin made exclusively from textile waste, featuring full traceability through Loop's proprietary chemical tracer technology. This agreement is much more than a commercial win. It is a global validation of the technology, capability and shared vision for a sustainable materials ecosystem. It reinforces Elite's position as a key enabler of polyester textile circularity and establishes India as a future hub for advanced polyester textile recycled materials. Under a new offtake agreement, Elite will supply recycled polyester intermediates and resins to Taroplast SPA of Italy with Loop Industries, including 100% recycled Loop DMT for automotive and specialty polymer applications. A strategic alliance has been formed with Hosung TNC of Taiwan to convert high-purity, fully traceable twist polyester into premium regen performance yarns for leading apparel brands. With growing demand for polyester film, IP protection for certain marquee products in specialty polymer segment, and focus on development of new products and products promoting recycling and sustainability, we are confident to continue creating value for our shareholders. Ester remains focused on strengthening its specialty polymer portfolio, improving operational efficiency and advancing its circular economy vision through the Elite project, positioning the company for sustainable growth in the years ahead. We continue to invest in operational excellence, efficiency enhancement and R&D to drive our next phase of growth. Coming to the performance of each business segment. In specialty polymers business, we recorded significant volume growth of 51% and revenue growth of 39% year on year, with total sales reaching 1,161 metric tons in Q2 FY26, indicating robust demand despite US trade tariff. EBIT increased 45% year on year to 21.24 crores, with margins improving by 146 basis points to 37.03. We witnessed no significant impact of US tariffs on performance of specialty polymers SBU due to IP protection. Sales volume of MB03 recorded an uptick reaching 410 metric tons as compared to 285 metric tons in Q2 FY25. We are confident that business will maintain momentum in periods to come, supported by a promising product line and human capital to pursue aggressive and focused R&D activities and implementing chosen marketing strategies. Now turning to polyester films business, on a consolidated basis, the capacity utilization improved to 79% as compared to 73% during Q2 FY25. Polyester film sales stood at 21,329 metric tons, reflecting a growth of 8.72% over Q2 FY25, a reflection of continuous growth and demand. Revenue increased from 290 crores to 296.82 crores, an increase of 2.34%. Concerted efforts enabled us to increase volume of value-added products by 5% year-on-year. Sales of rPET increased significantly to 1,046 metric tons in Q2 FY26 as compared to 328 metric tons in Q2 FY25 as the company continues to scale up its sustainability-focused product portfolio. This highlights the growing traction in sustainable product categories. We are pleased to report that the rPET capacity of 20,000 metric tons per annum has been commissioned in September 2025 at our Hyderabad plant. moving to Aster Filmtech Limited. During Q2 FY26, capacity utilization stood at 85% as compared to 61% in Q2 FY25. Quarterly performance improved significantly, driven by 40% growth in sales volume and 21% increase in total income. Increase in value terms is lower as compared to increase in volume due to drop in realization slash margins caused by cheap imports. As a result, EBITDA reduced to ₹3.96 crores in Q2 FY26 as compared to 6.14 crores in Q2 FY25. EBITDA for the quarter Q2 FY26 would have been 11.22 crores, 9.3%, but for the adverse impact of exchange fluctuation and mark-to-market loss on FCL slash derivative. That concludes my opening remarks. I now hand over the floor to Saurabh to walk you through our financial performance. Over to you, Saurabh.
Thank you and good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us in our Quarter 2 and H1 FY26 earning call. Let me quickly walk you through our financial performance, post which we can commence the Q&A session. I would like to start with the standalone financial performance. In Quarter 2 FY26, the company reported total income of ₹263 crores, representing a 12.9% decrease on a Y-on-Y basis. EBITDA for the quarter stood at Rs. 14 crores in Quarter 2 FY26 as compared to Rs. 36.33 crores in Quarter 2 FY25. This is mainly due to lower margins in polyester film. EBITDA margin stood at 5.33%. EBITDA for Quarter 2 FY26 would have been 16.95 crores, that is 6.4% change, but for the adverse effect of exchange fluctuation and mark-to-market loan loss on foreign currency loan and derivatives. Loss for the quarter stood at ₹4.81 crores. For Aster Filmtech, we reported a robust 39.7% year-on-year growth in sales volume, reaching 10,374 metric tons, up from 7,425 metric tons in Quarter 2 FY25. This was accompanied by a 20.5% increase in total income, which stood at 119.73 crores compared to 99.4 crores in the corresponding quarter last year, reflecting an improved operational scale. EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹3.96 crore, primarily impacted by foreign exchange fluctuation and mark-to-market losses on foreign currency loans derivatives availed by Aster Filmtech Limited. At the net level, the loss after tax stood at ₹10.3 crore. EBITDA would have been ₹11.22 crore with EBITDA margin of 9.3%, but for the adverse impact of foreign exchange fluctuation and mark-to-market loss on foreign currency loan and derivatives availed by the company. Earning before depreciation and taxes, excluding losses on account of MTM and reinstatement of foreign currency loans, reduced from ₹5.89 crores in Quarter 2 FY25 to ₹3.52 crores in Quarter 2 FY26. While the reported profitability has been impacted by foreign currency related factors, the performance of core business continues to move in the right direction. On a consolidated basis, we recorded a total income of ₹37.2 crore, making a 7% Y-on-Y growth compared to ₹333.8 crore in Quarter 2 FY25. This was driven by healthy volume growth in Specialty Polymer and Aster Filmtech Limited. EBITDA stood at ₹17.33 crore, representing a 59.7% decrease over the previous year, with EBITDA margin standing at 4.85%. EBITDA for the Quarter 2 FY26 would have been ₹27.51 crore, EBITDA margin of 7.70%, but for the adverse impact of foreign exchange fluctuation and mark-to-market loss on FCL and derivative. Earning before depreciation and taxes, excluding losses on account of mark-to-market and reinstatement of foreign currency loans, reduced from ₹32.39 crore in Quarter 2 FY25 to ₹10.28 crore in Quarter 2 FY26. Both EIL and EFTL have been regular in repayment of their term loan repayments as per schedule, and we are absolutely confident of adhering to the repayment schedule. On the working capital front, both companies have adequate limits to sustain budgeted enhanced operations. Overall, the company has demonstrated resilient operational progress. That concludes our opening remarks. We can now commence the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Hello?
Am I audible? Hello? Am I audible?
Yes, you are now. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, a couple of questions. First, to start with your polymer film business. Now, given the improvement in the utilization, the profitability got impacted because of a higher import and U.S. tariff. So just wanted to understand, what was the total import in the Q2, which has led to a sharp decline in the spread? And post the exit of Q2, which is October, November, how is the import situation and the current spread as compared to the Q2 levels?
Okay. So the total imports of polyester film, it's very difficult to give an exact number, but approximately 25,000 tons of material was imported in the quarter, in the second quarter.
Okay.
That is a huge number, when you're talking about a market size of ours. And more than the volume, it is the price at it which is being imported. So basically, the price is so low that it is preventing us from getting remunerative prices in the domestic market.
So what was the average pricing in the Q2 as compared to Q1?
The import pricing?
Import pricing and our pricing?
Import pricing was in the region of about 93, 94 rupees.
Okay.
And our pricing had to match that, otherwise imports would continue. If we start charging more than the import pricing, the volumes will increase. So we are restricted in increasing our prices because of the imports.
And how are the imports in the month of October, November? Have you seen any reduction in the imports, or it still continue to remain at the higher level?
No, no. There is a reduction in import volumes. That is because our pricing we have maintained at import parity, which is not remunerative for us. That is why the imports have reduced in October, November.
And in terms of the spreads, can you help us understand what are the spreads in Q4 and what are the spreads right now on polyester? Spreads.
Q2.
Q2 and the current Q, October, November.
October, November, Pradeep will give the number.
So in the September quarter, the value addition, the difference between selling price and raw material cost was about 19 to 20 rupees a kg. In the month of October, it improved marginally to 22, and currently we are in the range of about 22 to 25.
Okay, so we have seen near about 10 odd percent improvement in the overall spreads.
Yeah, but that is not good enough, no?
So that's not good enough, but at least there is some benefit in terms of the lower import that we are getting will be factored in.
Yeah. So, we have applied to the government for imposition of anti-dumping duty, and the government has initiated investigation already. So, hopefully, in the near future, we expect anti-dumping duties to be imposed because we have a very, very strong case. The pricing at which the material is coming in from China, etc., is very, very unremunerative and predatory pricing, I would call it. So we are very hopeful of getting relief from the government through imposition of anti-dumping duty soon.
Awesome. And secondly, in your opening remark, you indicated that specialty polymer has no impact on the U.S. tariff, but the major impact was seen in the polyester film. So can you help us understand what was the exact impact of the U.S. tariff from 25 to 50% on our numbers?
See, basically all our value-added films go to America, and because of the tariffs, this got substantially impacted. So we lost a lot of sale in the value-added segment, the real profitable segment. We lost a lot of sale because of the U.S. tariffs in polyester film. But this was not the case as far as specialty polymers was concerned because of IP. We are selling, technology products which are developed, and we have patents on them, and really there was not much alternative. So our specialty polymer business did not get affected. But there was a substantial impact on the film business.
But sir, can you quantify that numbers? Because I guess the 25 to 50% was only for the 1 month.
No. Though it's not 1 month. The tariffs have been going on for many months.
No, sir, I'm talking about the second, the levy of 25 to 50%, the incremental 25% penalty. Because that came in the first quarter.
August. But 25% itself was quite high, no? We had to absorb part of that 25%. And so it has had an impact.
Okay. And so now coming on to your broader numbers, like definitely we, last quarter also there was some impact of M2N on foreign currency loan. This quarter also we have seen near about around 15 to 20 odd crores. So what sorts of foreign currency loan which is there on the book, and what are the rescheduled payments? And shall one look at the overall borrowings, the Loop joint venture with Loop kicking in?
So first of all, the loss from foreign currency is not 20 crores in quarter two. It is around 10 crore rupees, both companies together. So as we have been mentioning in our previous calls also, in our subsidiary, that is Aster Filmtech, we have taken a euro loan from OLB Bank Germany. And as you know that, you know, euro has significantly appreciated against rupee in the last 1 year. If you remember, at the starting of the year, INR euro was at 88 rupees. And today it is trading at around 103 rupees. So that is a major reason for the mark-to-market losses which is there in the books on the euro loan. We also have a small amount of dollar loan in the parent entity, that is Aster Industries, which is around 10 million. And the dollar is also significantly appreciated against rupee in the last 3-4 months. So the last quarter itself, the appreciation was roughly around 3 rupees. So that is the reason why there is a mark-to-market loss which is coming in the books. But having said that, you will appreciate that, you know, these are notional amounts, and the actual amount may not match with these numbers, because these are on a because the currency can swing any ways at the time of actual repayment.
And so with the current borrowings as of standing right now, with the Loop kicking in, with the, because we have signed a contract with Nike as well, and probably by December 27 we should see some progress on that. So what sort of borrowings limit or the peak borrowings one should see when the project gets commissioned?
First of all, this new project is a joint venture between Loop and Aster 50-50. It is not going to be on the books of Aster. It is going to be a separate company called Aster Loop Infinite Technologies Private Limited. So any debt to complete this new project is going to be on the books of Elite. It is not going to be on the books of Aster.
Sure, sir. That's all from my side. I'll come back in a queue if I have more questions. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aman Santalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, yeah. So a lot of imports has happened in the pet film. So I think the spread has come down significantly. So what was the spread in the previous quarter and what is at the current moment? Because I think raw material prices has also come down.
Yeah, but as I've always mentioned before, raw material pricing is not really significant in our business. Raw material is a pass-through. The margins depend on demand and supply. So basically, even if raw material pricing has come down, yes, the prices will come down. If the raw material pricing had gone up, the pricing would have gone up. Margins are decided in commodity business on the basis of demand and supply.
So how is the spread, sir, at the moment?
So we just mentioned that. Right now it is about 22, 23 rupees.
Okay, in the previous quarter it was?
June quarter it was about 27 rupees.
Then in June quarter.
June quarter.
And in the September quarter, sir?
About 19 rupees.
It is about 22 rupees.
We are talking of 12 micron Corona commodity film.
Yeah, so in the previous quarter it was 19, right now it is 22.
Correct.
And sir, I think recently the government has removed the BIS on certain raw materials. So whether it will benefit us because of that?
Not really. Not really. I mean, if it, you know, there might be a mild movement in our raw material prices in PTA, MEG, but it's not, but it's for everybody. It's not only for us, it's for everybody.
Okay, sir. And sir, what about the imports? So the, do you think that government, you have given a presentation to the government regarding this anti-dumping duty. So do you think that government will look after it? Because ultimately the flexible packaging buyers are getting it at a very cheaper rate. So, so whether government will take this action?
Well, we are certainly very, very hopeful that the government will take action because we have a very, very strong case and the government has, is there to protect the Indian industry also. I mean, do you think the government will allow unremunerative exports to come and kill Indian industry? Do you think that is the government's stand? I don't think so. And the investigation has already begun.
Okay, sir.
And it is guided by rules and regulations. These are rules and regulations which are there in the government. In the WTO, that if there is predatory pricing and material is being imported at below, and there is injury to the domestic industry. Most important,
right.
The price at which it is coming in, if there is injury, the government is duty bound to take a look at it.
Sir, going by the sales volume, we have improved our sales volume. So that means the demand was there only because of this higher import, the prices has come down.
Obviously, and I'll tell you another thing. Whenever the anti-dumping will come through, not only will the pricing and margins improve, volumes will also improve because all the imported material will get stopped. All that volume will also come to the domestic industry.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question now. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir. And firstly, thank you for the opportunity and thank you, Singhania ji, for addressing your investors and participating in the call. We hope for your presence. Yes, sir. And we hope for your presence, sir, for the coming times also. So firstly, as you mentioned about the utilization levels, our mother plant at Khatima exhibited lower utilization levels. That was your number you gave for 75 or 79% for this quarter?
75% for Khatima, 80% for 85% for Telangana and consolidated 79%.
Yes, sir. So, sir, could product mix mein farak tha jiske karan for which the Khatima plant posted much below than, or is it the impact of the only the import, unabated import that has happened?
You're talking about the split between Khatima and Hyderabad?
Yes, sir. Since the ramp up has been higher on the from the Hyderabad unit.
We have looked at the product mix as well as the customer mix, and we have tried to optimize the overall production, keeping both the product and customer in mind. So, on a careful relook, we could find more opportunities to have higher production in Hyderabad, and that's what we have done.
Okay. So, for this EPR part, extended producer responsibility, has there been any extension from the government, and what is the, how is that affected the demand? If any?
So the direct impact of EPR is that now polyester has become the preferred substrate for the brands for all their flexible packaging needs. So this is likely to have two direct impact. One is the demand is likely to increase as we expect some switch from other substrates like BOPP into BOPET. The second impact is that there is going to be a higher demand for PCR films which contain the recycled content and which sell at a premium to the regular films. Now, we are seeing strong momentum in these direction, but you are right, government gave a relaxation of 1 year which is going to expire in March 2026. Basically, what they said was that the obligations were in FY 25-26, those could be deferred and be compliant in the subsequent year. So what it means is that in FY 25-26, the obligation was 10% of the flexical packaging, and 26-27 it was 10%, and then thereafter 20%. So those who have not complied with the 10% in FY 25-26 have to comply to 20% instead of 10% in 26-27. And we are seeing a strong momentum in the market, wherein many big brands have already started gearing up for addressing the 20% obligation next year. So our take is that somewhere around you know, the first quarter of the calendar year or the second quarter of calendar year, we should see a heavy demand for BOPET films, and especially PCR content BOPET films. So it was a deferment of obligation and not an exemption from obligation.
Sir, a couple of points first on the bookkeeping and then especially for loop industry. So allow me there. So firstly, for the capital work in progress, the closing balance is 85 crore. So if you could just explain how have the capitalization been, because yes, have we capitalized any of our work, capital work in progress for the first half? And
as you are aware that we keep investing in both our sustenance as well as expansion capex on a year-on-year basis, and we have a amount there which is lying in the capital work in progress, and the projects are capitalized based on their lead time and the timelines which is there to set up the project. Now, in the specific case of this 85 crores, as you mentioned in our earnings in the beginning of the call, that we have set up an extruder in Hyderabad. The total capex was quite significant there, which has started product commencement by the end of the September. So that is one thing which is lying there, which has not yet been capitalized, and it will be capitalized in the subsequent quarter. The balance amount which is lying there is more with respect to the projects which are ongoing in nature.
Okay. So just taking the discussion to forward to the loop industry part. Firstly, sir, you have mentioned about some volume offtake agreement with Nike and some other players. While looking into the loop industry, sir, INC, Nasdaq listed, is the same entity with which whom we are doing this. So, sir, when we look at their performance and their market cap, their guidance to their investors and other factors, those are depicting a very miserable picture for loop as an entity. So have the management factored in their pedigree at time of committing this JV? Because if we look at one simple example, in the year 2021, the stock price for loop industry used to quote at $14. Today it is closer to $1. So there is complete erosion, where rating agencies have given a red flag to their. And even in the while googling out and while going through the AI generated report, I could summarize that they have faced a lot of issues with implementation of projects earlier also. So just wanted to understand the type of investment we are doing with them, and with their track record, how confident are we that they would be able to deliver, since the technology is there from their side. So I would request the management to have a look and give us their understanding.
First of all, Sakeji, do you think that we would have tied up with Loop if we were not confident about Loop? Do you think we would have risked our money if we were not confident about their technology and their ability to deliver? Number one. Number two, please understand, Loop is a startup company where they have developed technology. They are not a producer of this product.
Oh.
This is the first plant they are going to be putting up. I have been working with Loop for 6 years now. They have been continuing. They have a pilot facility with 1,000 tons capacity in Montreal, Canada. This was the wisest thing that they did. They are the only startup. There are 20-30 startups who tried to develop chemical recycling. Most of them, or almost all of them, have failed and closed shop. Loop is the only one which has survived. and they have spent $200 million to perfect this technology before trying to take it commercial. Yeah, and now the, even a bank like Societe Generale, one of the biggest banks of France, you must be knowing about them, have recently taken equity in their company through their private equity firm. And do you think companies like Nike or Taroplast or Hosung would tie up with a company which has no, in which they didn't believe about the technology or their financial strength?
Sir, I am
on. Do you think Nike would not have done it? Due diligence on them?
Sir, I am very confident on my management with where I have invested. But what track record Loop have exhibited, I'm just displaying to you the previous 4 years, sir, and it is well documented in the system, sir. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I know anybody on plain reading would have the same thought as you, and it's a fair question from your side. But I'm just trying to tell you, please rest assured that Loop's technology is the best in the world. It's actually one of the only ones in the world which will be capable to deliver real textile to textile circularity.
Okay. One more question.
And this technology has been tested over the past 5 or 6 years. Loop has been converting all kinds of polyester waste, including colored textile waste, into DMT, RDMT and RMEG. This material has come to us continuously for the past many years. We have converted it into polymer. And this polymer has been used to get qualifications by most of the brand owners in the world, including Nike.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Saket Kapoor, may we request you to please rejoin the queue. We have participants waiting for the turn. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. If you have a follow-up question, you may rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Tejpal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Mr. Tejpal, please go ahead with the question. Your line is unmuted.
Hello, am I audible to you, sir?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my first question is for the $180 million chemical recycling for project, how much of the capex has already been done and deployed, and how much is remained to infuse over a project timeline, sir?
Not much has been done right now in terms of actual spend.
Okay. And
no significant capex has been done right now. We are acquiring the land for the project, and against that only we have given an advance for the acquisition of land.
We expect to break ground by end of first quarter next year. Calendar. So let's say March, April will break ground, and we expect to start up by end of 2027.
Okay. And my second question is, for the additional offtake arrangements with the partners such as Taroplast and Hyosung TNC, can you outline the expected revenue and volume visibility over the contracted periods, sir?
I think we cannot answer that. That's under confidentiality.
Okay. So my last question is, are you availing or expecting to avail any central or state incentive scheme for the chemical recycling project? And if so, what will be the financial impact of that?
No. So right now, all our financial projections are based on without any subsidy from central or state government. If any such subsidies are made available by either central or state government, they will be taken in the books after accrual.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks a lot, sir. That's all from my side. Yeah. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Atul Daga from Daga Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, please go ahead.
Sir, I had a couple of questions. The specialty polymer EBIT margin expanded to 37%. So what is the sustainable range going forward?
It should be in the same region, 35 to 40%.
Okay. Also on the same, volumes grew by 50-odd% YoY, right? So how much of this was driven by new customers or existing accounts?
So, right now the majority of volume growth came from the existing accounts, but we also saw development of new customers which are going to pick up volumes in coming 3 to 4 quarters.
Got it. Got it, sir. So one last question. How much volume was redirected due to this tariff disruptions?
Redirected? Sorry, I didn't understand your question.
So how was the volume impacted, basically?
The volume impact because of U.S. trade tariffs was on restricted to our specialty film business.
Okay. Anti-dumping duty, anything on that?
I've already answered that. The application has been made. The government has already initiated investigation, and they will have to go through the due process of law before it is imposed.
Got it. Got it.
I can tell you we have a very, very strong case, and the government is very cognizant of this fact.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nimesh Pandya from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So I have a couple of questions. My first question is, with the cash and cash equivalents at 104.6 crore, how do you plan to strategically allocate capital over the next 2 to 3 years?
So there are two parts to the cash and cash balance that we have. So a part of the cash and cash balance is primarily for the purpose of funding the Loop project. So if you may recall that we have raised the share warrant last year for the purpose of funding the Loop project. So major amount of this is going to be used for that. And the balance amount is will be basically used for the capital projects as and when required, which will be based on the business case of each and every capital project.
Got it. And my next question is, amid ongoing margin pressures in the films segment, what is your margin outlook for H2, FY26, and FY27? If you could shed some light on this.
That depends on how soon the government will impose the anti-dumping duty for the U.S. tariff and the U.S. tariffs, of course.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you. That's all from this.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit from SK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is related to our demand environment. So what demand trends are you seeing in the flexible packaging domestically?
The demand growth is actually very strong for polyester film in the domestic industry. And like Vaibhav mentioned a few questions ago, because of the imposition of the requirement of use of PCR content in film, there is a shift from other substrates to polyester film, which is further fueling demand growth for polyester. And plus, on top of that, because of the reduction of GST on most household goods which are packaged in flexible packaging, this itself, because of the increase in demand of the FMCG products, there is a corresponding increase in demand for packaging.
Got it. So, and in similar way, what are the trends in export markets like Europe, U.S., or other markets? Any early signs of recovery there? I know there is the impact of this other tariffs and all, but any signs of recovery?
Well, I think it's going to take a little bit of time, but overall, if India is growing at, as far as polyester film is concerned, if India is growing at 10%-12% per annum, then the global markets, which were growing earlier at 5%-6% per annum, may have tapered down to around 4%-5%. But I guess once the tariff issues are settled, I think the growth rates will go back to 5% or 6%.
Got it. Got it, sir. And one more question, like regarding our expansion plans. So could you please elaborate that how will you want to fund that? So I know that related to we have raised some warrants.
They have no. You talk about the loop project.
Yeah, loop project. Yeah, sorry.
Loop project. Yeah, the Elite. Yeah. So that is a project of about 1600 crore capex. It is going to be implemented by Aster Loop and Finite Technologies, which is a 50-50 joint venture company between Aster and Loop. And it's going to be funded by about 500 to 600 crores of equity and the balance 1000 to 1100 crores of debt.
Equity will be divided.
Got it, sir. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. When we look at foreign currency risk, as has been the case with our Telangana unit funding with the euro with the rupee depreciation against euro, we will find a similar case in terms of our investment with Loop also, since it will be all, I think, so dollar denominated. So what kind of hedging strategy or how are we going to insulate from the same? And sir, for this, for the remaining half, what would be our current maturities for the debt repayment?
The debt part, Saurabh will tell you what is going to mature over the next 6 months, over the next year. As far as the Loop project is concerned, the risk of foreign exchange loans will be far lower, because 100% of the production is going to be exported, which provides a natural hedge. Now, I'll tell you the difference why it will be far better than Aster. We are going to be using cheap textile waste as raw material. In Aster, right, we are using PTA, MEG, virgin materials, which are benchmarked to international pricing. So, we are getting advantage of rupee depreciation only on the value add, which is very small in the case of Aster, will usually be much, very huge in the case of Loop. So, in fact, any depreciation is going to be beneficial in the Loop project, in the Elite project. And it provides an automatic hedge. More than a hedge.
So, our repayment schedule for repayment maturity for the next 6 months will be roughly around 40 crores.
And that would be paid through the cash outflow only, or what should be the, what is that, sir, current net debt number, and what should be end the year then?
See, our current debt is around 740 crore rupees, which is on the gross basis. So you can adjust the
consolidated
debt. So you can, if after adjusting for the cash and cash balance, it will be roughly around 650 crore. And at the end of the year, we will be around 600 to 610.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned about rupees 19, the spread, that is for the specialized film or the commodity?
No, commodity.
12-micron commodity film.
12-micron commodity.
And sir, can you explain the investment structure for the Loop JV? How are we going to fund the same? I think it's a 50-50 JV that we are going ahead for this 1600 crore capex.
Yeah, so out of 1600 crores, 500 to 600 crores will be equity, which will be equally divided between Loop and Aster. So if Aster has to put about 250 crores, let us say 250 to 70 crores, out of which 175 crores has already been raised through warrants. So whatever is the difference, we will raise further as equity, and that will be invested. The balance 1100 crores, 1000 to 1100 crores will come as debt into the books of Elite.
Okay. And for that, sir, we have not done any as such any fund arrangement, banking arrangement, since we are just proposing.
We are in the process of tying up the funding, the financing for the debt.
Okay. And the balance equity from Loop is still pending to be received.
It is coming, it comes in equal. Whatever has to be put into Elite comes in equal 50-50 at every stage.
Okay, so 175 from our end has been contribution from their end also 175.
No.
Arey Baba.
Sorry, sir. We have raised the share warrant of 175 crore rupees, out of which we have received roughly around 85 crore rupees in Aster Industries. As we have mentioned, there is a separate SPV for the purpose of executing this project. This SPV name is Aster Loop Infinite Technology Limited, which is a joint venture between Loop Industries and Ester Industries. Based on the cash flow requirement of the SPV, both the JV partners are investing in the company. So this money, so there was a question regarding the cash balance available in Ester Industries balance sheet. So most of it is basically raised from the share warrants, which we will be pumping into the SPV as and when the, as per the cash flow requirement of the JV. Till date, both the partners as on 30th September has invested roughly around 2 million each in the joint venture. Hope that clarifies.
Yes, yes, that clarifies. And if I have anything, I will get back. Yeah. I'll join the queue again, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any pending, other than this?
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Yes, madam. So, sir, there was some issuance that happened at some 179 or 175 rupees, as I was asking. So, what is the status of the pending warrant? I think so. We have received payment for 75% at the issuance price of 158. So what is the pending? Yeah,
I will answer your question. So, the total value of the share warrant that we have issued is rupees 175 crores, against which we have received till date around 85 crore rupees. For the as you are aware that in case of share warrants, the total period available for investing is 18 months. Those 18 months have not yet expired, and we will call for the balance amount of money as per the requirement.
So, well, what is the long stop date, sir? Kab khatam ho raha 18 mahina?
So the long stop date is around 6 to 7 months from now.
And sir, this funding which we have received for September is from the promoter side only.
It's a mix.
It's a mix of promoter and non-promoter.
Yes, absolutely.
Correct, sir. Right, sir. Thank you for the elaborate answer, sir. And my congratulations for the type of presentation which we are continuing with it. Sir, please look. We look forward for this type of information dissemination. It answered a lot of questions and very insightful also. So,
Thank you. Please continue
with this.
Pinpointed questions. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Vaibhavji, and all the best. Hope meeting you people sometime. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I would like to thank all our stakeholders, partners and team members for their continued support. And thank you all for participating in this call. We remain committed to driving sustainable growth, delivering value, and building on the momentum achieved in the past few quarters. The successful implementation of the adopted strategy will define Ester's growth trajectory during the years to come. We look forward to better FY26. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Ester Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.